This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you were hoping for a quick end to this brutal winter, bad news. It just keeps coming. Snow and cold from polar vortex storms have closed roads, schools, and stores. One firm estimates that this winter has cost businesses about $15 billion. There are costs for consumers, too. We have two reporters from two very cold places. Paula Wethington writes for the Monroe News in Michigan and runs the blog Monroe on a Budget. We also have John Brewer with us. He's at the Pioneer Press in St. Paul, Minnesota. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Hey.
All right, we're talking Michigan and Minnesota. These are not places where winter is unusual, but is this winter rougher than most, Paula?
Absolutely. The Detroit and Toledo news media are talking about records just shattering that have been held since 1977, 78. Those were blizzard years in the region. As far as Monroe, we would normally see about 42 inches of snow each season. So far, 65 inches, and winter's not done yet.
John, what are you hearing about what's unusual this year, and how does that affect what people are paying for in and around the Twin Cities?
There's the cost of your soul being crushed, I think. Is part of it. But, you know, it's the extreme cold we've been having. Getting your battery replaced in your car is a big one, having your driveway plowed. And for the city of St. Paul, an average year, we have four snow emergencies, which is when they clear all the streets of snow. They take 2 days. It's really intensive. It costs about $500,000 on average per snow emergency for the city. This year, we've had eight, and we potentially could have more. So, add to that, if you were unfortunate enough to leave your car on the street when they declare a snow emergency, you get towed, impounded. That's going to cost you $275 to get your car back. And so far this year, 5,542 vehicles have been towed during snow emergencies.
Yeah. Wow.
Paul, you write a personal finance column. What are some of the costs that you've been hearing from your readers this year?
One of the biggest things is just dealing with the numbers of days that the kids have been home from school. We would normally have anywhere from 3 to 4 snow days per school year. One of the school districts in my area has taken 17 days off so far this year. They're going to have to make it up. But for the immediate impact, now the kids are home all day. You're lucky if you can get your daycare to be open. Now you're paying, instead of latch day fees, you're paying full day daycare fees. Or you've got parents who have to take the days off work. Most of the time, that's going to be eaten into your vacation time, or you're taking his unpaid day off. You just got to eat the cost. There's no way around it.
John, I gather you polled your readers on Facebook about what's costing them the most.
Some
of that is what they've been driving into, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Potholes, that's the word of the week here. Most of our streets are heavily rutted. One guy called something, he ran into a chasm in the earth, and it ended up flattening his tire, bending the rim. It's going to cost him $500. I talked to a mechanic down the road from our newspaper. He said they've been having a ton of folks come in with bent tie rods, cars bottom out, and prices can go up to $1,800 for repair. He said that's sort of on the high end, but it's going to be like that all over the city. So a lot of folks are shelling out dough for car repairs.
Yeah, one of my friends posted a very lovely picture on his Facebook page the other day of a tire that was eaten by a pothole in Michigan.
Eaten. That's pretty much it. These things are, they're not inanimate. They have a will to destroy your car.
How do you climb out to the other side of this? Because these are the kind of costs that people don't anticipate going into a normal winter. What have people been doing to try to recoup some of that money?
Oh, good question. My husband had to replace the battery on his car. I had to get a new pair of boots. You just have to manage the best you can. Hope you have an emergency fund. Hope you got room on your credit card. And just cut back everywhere else just to make sure the bills get paid on time. You have to do that.
John, have your readers started to see this show up in their utility bills yet? I'd imagine that it can be pretty costly to try to keep a house warm.
It is. And just personally, our bill jumped a couple $100 from January to February. What you hope for, though, is that you can make up for that by cutting your air conditioning in the summer. We do actually get hot enough here to turn on the AC. But yeah, it's hitting everybody pretty hard. You know, I'm sure you've heard about the propane shortages, people having to meter out their heating fuel. It's not been an easy winter.
When you look at the cities where you both live, I'd imagine there's some economic damage that goes beyond just your individual pocketbooks, but costs that school systems or communities are going to have to bear. What's the wider economic impact of this weather?
Well, our County Road Commission has pretty much blew their budget really quick early in the season. we're still waiting to see how this is all going to settle out, but is going to have to be dealt with. How is the county going to keep the roads open as best as possible? Because without that, people cannot get to school and work. You know, we did have some small businesses that shut down during the worst of the winter weather. Hair salons, some doctor's offices. You know, there was no money coming in for those small businesses because they couldn't get their clients and customers processed.
And John?
Hospitals are going to have to prepare for a baby boom 9 months. Yeah, in St. Paul, the city budgets on the calendar year. So we just started this year. There's plenty of money from the right-of-way assessments. That's what goes towards the plowing and sanding and salting of the road. So the city told me yesterday that they're still in good shape right now. They're still paying the bills. But if this winter goes on a lot longer and next winter, you know, December is rough, that's when we're going to really see the pinch here and going to have to figure out ways to cover our costs. Winter starts pretty early here, so that's really possible.
John Brewer is a reporter with the Pioneer Press in Minnesota's Twin Cities, and Paula Wethington is with the Monroe News in Michigan. Thank you both so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We always keep the conversations we have on Marketplace Money going online, so we're going to check in with our digital producer, Raghu Manavalan, to see what folks are telling us on Twitter about their weather headaches. Hi, Raghu.
Hi, Lizzie.
What are we hearing so far?
Well, Diami Plotke sent us this tweet, which really exemplified what people are going through. He said the weather hits his wallet because of oil prices going up, his employees because of their inability to work, and his cash flow because of his inability to bill customers. We got a picture from Andrew K. Johnson about one of those evil potholes that you mentioned earlier in your interview.
That eats cars.
That eats cars. You should see this picture. I'm not sure if it's a tire or Play-Doh or what, but he said it costs more than $200 to fix. And then NBDO, last month, electricity bill was 33% higher than last year. So there are a lot of different ways this is affecting people.
We're always collecting what you have to say about this show and about all the other topics we cover.
Yeah, you can tweet at us at LiveMoney, or you can go to our website at MarketplaceMoney.org.